Time for another La Caprile Valley School update. Well, actually, the last one of the school season, Rick. Rick Ellingworth, the superintendent. And last time I get to say that, Rick.
Yeah, it's the last time my whole career that I'll get to hear it also. But yeah, 3 years have come and gone pretty fast, Paul. I've really enjoyed my time here and my time with you and Maynard and other folks in the office here. So it's been a lot of fun. We got a lot of work done over that period of time, but we're feeling really good about where we're at right now. So
that's right.
Good time for change.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you coming in every day after the school board meeting and filling our listeners with what's happening out at La Caprile Valley. And how many years have you been in the education field? You want to go?
You know, I started in 1976, so I think it's like 47.
Oh, wow.
That's long right. time.
Well, that's the year I graduated from high school.
Okay, well, good. So I got you by a few years then.
Yeah, it's a great career that you've had. You've been to Redwood Falls and other places.
Yeah, I started in Redwood Falls as a young teacher, and after 10 or 12 years became a principal, an AD, and then became the superintendent. And I did that for until I retired 5 years ago. And then the day that I retired or announced my retirement, I got a call from Minnewaska that they were looking for a person to fill in for their superintendent who was going to be deployed as part of the National
Guard.
Yep, National Guard. So I filled in there. And then about that time, La Caprile called and they were looking for Superintendent Schmidt retired. And they had somebody, I think, hired for a couple days, and then he pulled out. But all for the good for me, because I got a call. I really appreciated the board when I first met them. And it was supposed to be 1 year that turned into two, that turned into three.
All right.
But now it's turning into change. We got a great young guy coming on board here that you're going to get to meet in a couple minutes. But I told the board last night at my last meeting, I really feel blessed for the opportunity to have been in this area for these 3 years and for all the support the community has given in this day and age. You know, it seems like there's divisiveness in a lot of communities, but here people just keep responding positively to the needs for their kids. So there are so many people to thank. I could never get through a list like that. But I have really been appreciative of the kindness and the genuine support that people have provided. Even if it's just a smile or a, hey, how are you doing today? It's very wholesome.
All right. What are you most proud of with your time at La Caprile?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think we have a wonderful staff. I'm very proud of the staff, and it's crazy, but Paul, there's a lot of people that we've been able to hire since I came just because of turnover. I would say there's 20-25% of our staff that are new in the last two or 3 years. I'm very appreciative of the support the community's given us for our referendum, you know, that was passed last November. And it isn't like it just squeaked by. When all the votes were added up, I think it was close to 70% approval rate again, and that's on top of more than that, 74% approval before that. We've done some changes in leadership that I think have been really positive for the district, so I'm proud of that. I was really proud to get SiteLogic and the first project where we remodeled all three of our facilities done, and now I'm very excited for what lies ahead because it's all just really positive. It's going well. They're ahead of schedule. They're under budget.
Good.
So, and then finally, I would just say the staff's been wonderful. We got great kids here. I've met so many parents that genuinely just want their kids to get a good education and are supportive of teachers. It's kind of a throwback to the old days.
Yep.
And then I think I work for a wonderful school board. They have been really good about recognizing that if everybody just does their job, it goes pretty well.
Yep.
So board members have policy, administrators administrate, teachers teach, and if students are just being good students, It's just like a football game, right?
So you're a team.
Coaches coach, players play, and refs officiate. And if we don't cross lines, it goes pretty well.
It does.
So there's a lot of things I'm very proud of.
All right. Well, you've done a fantastic job, and we appreciate what you've done for the Lac Mille Valley School District.
Well, thank you.
Okay. We have a special guest in the studio, but before we get to that, let's just kind of not bypass the school board minutes, but just touch on a few highlights from the board meeting the other night, and then we'll introduce our new superintendent.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to make this part short because that's kind of what the meeting was, but all very positive. You know, every time we take a couple minutes to show appreciation for the donations and grants and gifts that are given to the district. And here again, we had a wonderful month, but the Appleton VFW gave a gift of $600 to our Strengthening the Family program. The Nibby Family Charitable Foundation. And I think Dave Nibby was an activities director here for many, many years.
He was my track coach.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, they gave the district $9,000 to host the first ever Nibby track meet, which was a raving success. Yeah. Minnesota Valley Lutheran Church, Kvisted Lutheran Helping Hands, and Madison Kiwanis all gave to the Strengthening the Family program. And United Prairie Bank gave a significant gift to the MMM Summer Rec program. So, like I say every time, we don't take any of that for granted. Well, we are a better district because of the generosity of a lot of these organizations and individuals. And we just want them to know we appreciate it so much.
Good.
The other main thing that we were able to do last night is now that we have finished all of our building projects in terms of that first round, we had to reevaluate the values of all the property. So Ryan Young was in attendance last night, and the school board approved the liability insurance quote from Klein Insurance Agency for the 24-25 school year. Brenda Domeyer, our director of finance, gave a strong preliminary budget report for the 24-25 school year that shows essentially that we're spending what we take in, but all of our fund balances are where they should be, and so we feel we're in a position of strength right now. Miranda Evenson, of course, is the director of the Little Eagles Daycare and the Kids Time program, and she was in attendance to present changes to the handbooks for both of those programs, and she's providing tremendous leadership for us in that regard. And as you know, that is such an important piece to every community in every way, not only just for daycare but for economic development. Brittany Ingesmo was there. She's been working on a project for that they're calling the Bourne Learning Trail. It's a little pathway around the Madison Elementary School. And she was given received approval from the board to go forward with the project. But that's going to be a nice little addition and area for little kids.
Right.
And much appreciation goes to Brittany. She's becoming quite a leader. Not only for that in this effort, but when I first came, she was a very strong leader of the Little Eagles daycare program.
Yep. She's a go-getter.
She is. She's hard to keep up with.
That's right.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Hope Schmidt was in attendance to talk about our EL program, our English Language Learner program. Hope is our facilitator for that. And she's been in that role now for 2 years. I think this will be her third, and she's amazing.
Yep.
She is very dedicated, very committed, and she's helped us form a very strong team. We've gone from essentially two teachers to five and one paraprofessional to four. So we have nine people working with about 180 kids in our district that need help moving from their home language to English. And her passion and commitment is amazing, but it's a she and Maureen Heineke and others are working in a way that it's really healthy for the school district. And so she made a nice report to the board last night. She's done this 3 years now in a row, and the board's pretty amazed at the change and the growth the program has experienced.
I don't know if you heard, but Hope Schmidt helped me broadcast the very first boys volleyball match.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I didn't actually hear the game, but I know that she's involved in every aspect.
Yeah. Her husband Andrew's assistant coach with Molly Hennin.
Drew. And Molly, of course, brings some experience to the field also. Yeah. But yeah, I think we only lost one game in
amazing
the whole series.
Amazing boys volleyball team, and Hope and Andrew are a big part of that.
So yeah,
I want to thank Hope for helping me broadcast that game.
Well, we'll probably see her on like ESPN or something, doing all the volleyball from California or something.
Yeah, there we go.
The last thing that I wanted to mention, Paul, was just that we do have three candidates who are up for re-election for school board members. And we want everybody in the public to know that if they're interested in running, there's an official filing period that starts on July 30th and closes on August 13th at 5 o'clock. There's a filing fee of $2 to register. And so to run for the school board, you have to actually register. And you do that at the office out at the district, in the district office. So anybody's got any questions can call Lisa Bungarden, and she's got all the details on that.
Good.
And that's pretty much it.
All right. Waiting in the wings patiently is our new superintendent. Rick, I'm just going to turn it over to you. Introduce the new superintendent to us.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure to introduce Scott Lemke to not only to our listening audience, but every chance I get the next few days here. Scott is a pretty experienced legislator. I wish he was. No, he's a pretty experienced educator. He was a teacher for a while. He's been a principal in some very large school districts, Elk River and Anoka Hennepin, in elementary schools. And then he and his wife bought a family business up in the Alexandria area, and he moved back up there where he was originally a student, graduated from there. And he took a position as an elementary principal in the Minnewaska School District. And I was there for 1 year and got to know Scott. We were both new, and it was the first COVID year. So there wasn't anything we ever did before that we could draw on for experience. But he has had an amazing career, and I'm going to let him talk about most of that in a couple minutes. But he interviewed for our job here as a superintendent. He was one of six or seven applicants that were interviewed. And he rose to the top pretty fast. Yep. The school board had all the background work done in advance, and they ended up offering a contract, and Scott accepted it. And so
here we are.
He's in the process of transitioning here right now, but he's a first-class guy. He's very talented. I've been able to work with him, so I know of his work ethic, and I think our communities are going to be pretty proud of leadership in this district, or continue to be.
All right. Well, Scott, welcome to Q92 and welcome to the Lacapra Valley School District. Thanks for waiting patiently there as we did our little, Rick and I did our little thing there.
Well, no problem, especially if I get to listen to Rick say all those nice things about me. That's just fine with me.
Yeah, we could keep going with that if you want. So, yeah, thanks for coming in. And we do a Lacapra Valley School update once a month, and hopefully to continue that with you and let our public, let the listeners know what's happening out in Lacapra Valley. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Scott?
Sure. Well, Rick kind of mentioned my career a little bit, but I worked in predominantly Elk River, Minnesota for about 8 years. And then we got the opportunity to move back to central Minnesota. And I finished up my time with Minnewaska as their middle school principal. And now really looking forward to coming here to Lacaparo and continuing the great work that Rick and the board and the staff have been doing here. Our family, my wife's name is Kari, and we live in Alexandria again. I have three children, Dean, Charlotte, and Rosemary. Charlotte is a sophomore at University of Jamestown, and Dean's going to be a senior this year. And then Rosemary is going into middle school for the first time, so we're kind of all spread out.
Well, yeah, I guess. So, yeah, I'm a graduate of Alec Tech, so I know Alexandria pretty well.
Yep.
So, one of the best schools.
The Legends.
Yeah, the Legends. One of the best schools around. Still is, I think.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, so you were at Minnewaska before. There's kind of a theme here. I think the last three superintendents came from Minnewaska, right, Rick?
Yeah, Greg Schmidt was there for, I think, 3 or 4 years before Chip Rankin took over there. And then I helped out there for 1 year. And then Scott, of course, is continuing the tradition, I guess, of coming down here after being there for, what's it been, 3 or 4 years?
Four years.
Okay. Scott, why did you get into the education field? What prompted you to get into the education field? When you were young,
you know, it's a long story. I had family members who were teachers, and so obviously there's that family connection. And then I have to be honest, a big part of it too was I had some fantastic teachers, you know, and when you've had great educators that kind of inspire you and help you to kind of take that next step and grow and things like that, you know, I think there was a part of me that wanted to continue and do that as well. And, so that got into education.
All right. What's some of your hobbies? I know one of your hobbies, I want to talk about that at length here. Maybe we should get Maynard in here to talk too. So what's some of your hobbies?
Sure. Well, I mean, I love to read. I love it just about anything outdoors. I love to hunt and be outside, hike, whatever. And then I do a little music on the side. I'm a part of a guitar duo called the Sundogs, and we play around small venues in central Minnesota and sometimes around the metro a little bit.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
We were just talking about that. It's been about 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what instruments do you play?
Predominantly guitar. I play a few other instruments, but guitar is the one I feel most comfortable with. And, right. and we've been at it for a while.
Okay. What kind of music is... Generally?
Yeah. Well, so we've done a number of originals, but when we play live, we do mostly covers of kind of the classic rock and folk and things that people really like to hear, okay. you know, and keep it with the stuff that's entertaining.
All right. I'm just visioning your band playing for prom this year or so at Loch Carryl. So.
I'm sure the students would love that.
Awesome. So what are you looking forward to with your new job here then?
You know, I'm just looking forward to learning and growing along with the community. It's been really exciting, the little bits I've been able to be down here and with Rick. Rick's been fantastic about just kind of slowly introducing me to things that are going on and making that transition smooth. But I'm really looking forward to getting to know the community and getting to know people. I hope there's going to be a lot of opportunities for people to introduce themselves or for me to meet people. And every indication I've had just with the little doses of exposure I've had is just that it's a very supportive community and a very tight community. And much like what I'm coming from in Minnewaska, I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Good. All right. Well, Rick, you have anything to add here? Or?
No, just that I guess probably I do. And that would be just I feel wonderful about some of the progress that's been made. I feel amazingly, I think the district's lucky to have Scott come on board because I think he'll help. He'll be part of one of the leaders of taking us to another level. You know, we're moving from kind of traditional classes to more career tech types of classes.
That's right.
He's also been an elementary principal, spent a lot of time on this READ Act that you may or may not know about, but it's all got to do with the reading emphasis in the elementary schools. But above all that, Scott is a great communicator. And I just can say that since I've come here, if there was one thing that I've really appreciated is that people are willing to communicate when we are doing something right. And also willing to communicate if we're doing something wrong in the hopes that we get better at it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very different than just being a backseat quarterback right. on every Sunday.
Yep.
And I'm an old coach, so I know that. So I'm very excited. The district's in great shape financially. And, you know, we're having the same troubles that just about every industry is having of finding some workers. I mean, it's not like the old days where you get a lot of applicants.
Right.
But I think we got a first-class guy coming in. He'll be a guy that the community will be really proud of. And I think his biggest focus will be on you know, making well-informed decisions, and that's different than just deciding.
Right.
So,
good.
For my behalf, again, I just want to emphasize that I'm so appreciative of so many people, both in Madison and Appleton and Milan and NASA mm-hmm. and all of our communities, Marietta, and wish you all luck. Yeah. I'll keep an eye on everything and won't have any opinions, right. but it'll be fun to watch in the next few years.
All right. Don't be a stranger then, Rick.
I won't do all that. Right. I'll be there.
All right. Scott, when's your first day, official day of start?
Officially July 1st.
July 1st coming
yep.
up here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, looking forward. Yeah,
yeah. Looking ahead. Forward to it very much. Yes.
Okay. All right, Scott. Thanks for coming in, Rick. Thank you for everything you've done. And
yeah, and thank you, Paul. Yeah. And thanks to you and Maynard and the whole operation here. You're very much very wholesome about doing good things for community and for kids and education. And we appreciate it very much.
All right. All right. That's our Lockport Valley School update for this month.